So we go from the present NRL CEO to a former NRL CEO, now the CEO of the Australian Cricketers Association. They've just done a landmark deal that's resulting in $1.2 million more into the women's game. Great to have Todd Greenberg on the program. G'day, Todd.
Jimmy, how are you? Sounds like a busy day in sport.
aren't they all, Todd? Aren't they all? first of all, well done. And I'll say well done in the context of the relationship between the ACA and Cricket Australia previously, coming out of the last collective bargaining agreement before your time, was notoriously prickly. It feels like there's more common ground now. Is that fair comment?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good description. I mean, you know, this particular issue has been very much a collaborative effort between the ACA and Cricket Australia over the last few months. And, you know, part of me thinks that's probably a direct reflection and an acknowledgement that the model in cricket works, this, you know, people call it the revenue share model, but it's a model that develops a partnership between the players and the game. The players feel like they're genuinely partners with Cricket Australia, they've got some skin in the game. And equally, I think Cricket Australia feel like the players understand their obligations and responsibilities. And so when they're all aligned, I think you can get some really good outcomes, and I think this is very much a direct reflection of that.
So, Todd, why is this being done now outside of the regular CBA? Will this be included in that from a whole of a player point of view moving forward?
Yeah, it will. I mean, the way it's designed is when there is a certain amount of funds that have been effectively unallocated from the player pool, we sit down and talk about where we should apply those funds
right,
for the best interests of the players in the game. And you know, and what I'm really pleased about is that, you know, clearly it's been a very difficult time for all sports all over the world over the last 18 to 24 months. And we've seen lots of sports struggle. We've seen particularly sports struggle with their elite female competitions. And, you know, what cricket's been able to do is not only ensure that the games have continued to be played and the schedule's been adhered to as its program, but on top of that, we've doubled down and we've invested more into our female players and female cricketers and given them more allocation, not just on remuneration levels, but also in some of the programs for their wellbeing. So I think, you know, it's a really strong sign for cricket, a really strong sign for the strategic long-term view that they've taken for the female cricketers in cricket and to make sure that we continue to invest in them, even in turbulent times. So it's an excellent outcome. Very, very, very pleased about it.
It's interesting too, and there was the point made in the article written today by Benny Horn in the Daily Telegraph, and that was some other sports have the, well, if you come, we'll build it, whereas cricket has tended to be, if you build it, they will come, which is what you've outlined there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good summary. I mean, you know, some have waited for commercial partners to join in order to use those revenues to invest, whereas yeah. I think cricket deserves enormous accolades for long-term play, you know, some time ago to invest at the beginning. And when I say invest, it's not just about the top of the pyramid. It's actually investing in pathways and, you know, the level of a pathway for players to come through from the bottom to the top. And that takes a huge investment, takes a long-term play. But to do that without the revenue at the start, in order to back yourself in so that not only at the end are you getting broadcast deals and the sort of numbers that Fox Sports saw last week when our Australian female teams played India were phenomenal. They'll compete with almost anybody in sport across the country, which is a great sign of the quality of the contest. But it's not just about the revenue. It's also about the participation element, about making sure young boys and girls see that as a sport of choice. And, you know, that does take a long-term approach. And so cricket has done that well. And again, this is another step in that journey. And there'll be multiple steps to continue. But it's a great sign. It's a really, really important sign for the players.
Yeah, I was going to make mention, work to do. Median salary for a WBBL player, $25,000, which is great compared to WBBL salaries 5 years ago, but not when you compare it to the men's game. How, you know, how do you continue to make those changes and improvements for those female participants who, as you say, like we talked about it with James Manning from Media Week during the course of this week, and I guess describe you as a nuffy or maybe more kindly a tragic. I'm a cricket tragic and I love watching the girls play.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they're getting better and better with more investment in the way they prepare and the professionalism. So you're right. It's, as I said, we're nowhere near where we need to be, but this is part of the longer term program. And, you know, you can't just click your fingers and make these changes overnight. You have to continue to add to it, continue to build on it. And it takes time. But this, again, is another step forward. All around the work that we've done on gender equity across the sport. And again, it's not just about the remuneration of players, it's also about understanding what support measures that we need to apply to our players over another summer where there'll be disruptions and there'll be challenges, and whether they're wellbeing support or access for families around their schedule, all of those are part of this this amendment, which I think, again, is a big learning. You know, last year, all sports went through the first year of an impacted COVID season, and we spent a lot of time with our players understanding what were the challenges, what worked and what didn't, and then how do we change some of those investments to make sure that what we do next year is better and, you know, right toward helping them be the best they can be. So there's a number of measures that we've put in place, which I think will be welcomed by the players and will really help them be the best cricketers they can be.
We've seen some disturbing headlines in the Daily Telegraph over the last few days about what's happened in the Matildas in the past, and then the response from Football Australia. Daniel Bredig, writing today in the Sydney Morning Herald, has written about the behaviour boundaries. This is a really sensitive topic, Todd, but I guess the fact that it's now in black and white and there's some structure around what is acceptable and what is not is a great starting point for any sport, but most notably for cricket.
Yeah, and these conversations are sometimes uncomfortable for people, but what we've done is we've brought the players front and centre with the administrators to create these policies. And again, if I go back to my earlier statements, Jimmy, about making sure that that model is aligned where the players and the game have the opportunity to engage. You know, the players through Cricket Australia have a real seat at the table. You know, we can get the opportunity to create policies and respectful relationships and frameworks about how things are done, because you want to hear from the players. You want to hear from them directly about those experiences and then create, you know, decision-making around that. And I think that's been, you know, really, really evidenced through some of the changes we have made. And whether those changes partly perception and partly reality, I think they're still important, because we want to give people absolute confidence when they come into our sport that it's a safe environment and they're well cared for. And remembering always that, yes, they're great cricketers and they can bat and bowl better than most, but they're also people as well. Yeah. Some of them are mothers and some of them are fathers. Some of them are husbands and wives, and they've got families and they've got challenges just like you and I have every day when we go from our working life to our home life. So, you know, we have to be very conscious of that and provide the best opportunity for them to thrive and succeed.
Yeah, well, you've met my wife and children. You know the challenges I have there.
Don't we all?
Never ending. just before we let you go, mate, score out of 100, how much more you're enjoying the CEO's job at the ACA compared to the NRL?
Well, it'd be fair to say, Jimmy, I'm sleeping pretty well at night. I'm very much enjoying my short time in cricket so far. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to summer, actually. I'm really looking forward to the Ashes and seeing some great cricket. So, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun and enjoying myself enormously.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, great to have you on the program, Todd. Really, really appreciate it, and well done on getting this deal done.
Good on you, Jimmy. Nice to chat.